This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Rescue workers on Monday found three more bodies in the rubble of the collapsed condominium building in South Florida, bringing the death toll to 27. 118 people are still unaccounted for. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Cava continued to describe operations in the beachside community of Surfside, which are now in their 12th day, as a rescue, despite the fact that no one has been found alive since the earliest hours of the search. She said there is hope that there are pockets in the debris where people may have survived. Demolition experts late Sunday imploded the remaining portion of the partially collapsed condominium. They feared that it was unstable and could come down in the face of high winds from an advancing tropical storm. The mayor said the implosion went exactly as expected, and that search crews, who had suspended their work on Saturday, had been cleared to resume working at the site. Emergency workers covered the original collapsed site to make sure new debris did not interfere with search and rescue efforts. The 12-story condominium building in Surfside, Florida, north of Miami, partially collapsed without warning on June 24th. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Elsa is expected to pass near or over the west coast of Florida on Tuesday or Wednesday. While Surfside seems to have escaped a direct hit, winds from the storm could complicate recovery efforts at the site. And Tropical Storm Elsa has made landfall on Cuba's southern coast with sustained winds of 96 kilometers per hour, according to the National Hurricane Center. The storm is bringing heavy rain to central Cuba, which could lead to significant flash flooding and mudslides. Elsa is forecast to bring a storm surge of 1 meter or more to the southern coast of Cuba. Rainfall could amount to as much as 38 centimeters in isolated areas. This is VOA News. After his administration fell short of its Independence Day vaccination goal, U.S. President Joe Biden is expected on Tuesday to appeal to unvaccinated Americans to get their shots. The president declared a partial victory during Independence Day festivities on Sunday evening at the White House. He and First Lady Jill Biden personally greeted many of the 1,000 invited first responders, essential workers, and military service members. The Biden administration aimed to have 70% of American adults at least partially vaccinated against COVID-19 by July 4th. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Friday that 67% have received at least one dose of a COVID vaccine, 47% have received two doses. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Britons will no longer be required by law to wear face masks indoors once the government lifts coronavirus restrictions later this month. He made the announcement Monday, saying a final decision on the reopening date will take place next week. Johnson confirmed that the target date is July 19th, despite a growing number of coronavirus cases caused by the highly transmissible Delta variant. In South Korea, health officials reported 711 new cases of coronavirus on Monday. It was the third consecutive day of over 700 cases. The majority of cases came from the populated Seoul metropolitan area. Indonesia said Monday it is seeking more oxygen supplies as it battles a surge of COVID-19 cases fueled by the spread of the Delta variant. The government said it is asking oxygen producers to allocate their entire supply for use by COVID-19 patients and says it will import more oxygen if needed. In Iran, President Hassan Rouhani warned on Saturday the country is on the brink of what he called a fifth wave of a COVID-19 outbreak. Officials say the Delta variant is largely responsible for the rising number of hospitalizations and deaths in Iran. Reports say only about 5% of Iranians have been vaccinated. Armed kidnappers have taken 140 students from their boarding school in northwestern Nigeria, according to local officials on Monday. Attackers opened fire on the Bethel Baptist High School in Kaduna State early Monday, abducting most of the 165 pupils boarding there overnight. Teachers at the school told reporters they don't know where the students were taken. Police in Kaduna State say they've rescued 26 people, including one teacher. Monday's abduction is one of many recent kidnappings, usually for ransom, that have hit schools in northern Nigeria. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.